from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, did Belmar police really put a surfer in a chokehold and slam him to the ground over a beach badge? That's the story being told by those posting video of the confrontation to social media. The video can be seen at NJ1015.com, and it is disturbing. A woman on one video is heard asking officers, "Why are you arresting him? His badge is right here." Belmar police have confirmed the arrest and say the incident is now under review. The surfer visiting from California is charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and obstruction of justice, as well as violating a local ordinance, presumably not having a beach badge. The COVID-19 pandemic is leaving a long-term mark on society in the form of decreased life expectancy.
According to an analysis of all 50 states by the Centers for Disease Control, babies born in a majority of states in 2021 should expect to live a nine-month shorter life than the 79-year average the prior year. That's the case in 38 states, while 11 states held steady, or in the case of New Jersey, the projected lifespan increased by a year and a half. I'm Phil Hewlett.
When it comes to land use and management, organic farming in New Jersey is considered more sustainable, and that's a pro, says Ed Wengren, the New Jersey Secretary of Agriculture. Another pro to organic farming is
reduced chemical pesticide being used in the air. Those are not necessarily bad, but there's less risk of a residue being left on an end product with organic production.
Organic farming, however, is a bit more labor-intensive, and because of that, the fruits and veggies found in stores are a little more expensive than produce grown through conventional farming. New Jersey news made possible by College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Do you have old furniture laying around the house or a garage full of clutter? College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Haul the stuff you don't want and move the stuff you do. Let tomorrow's leaders haul your junk today. Visit collegehunks.com. It's been a relatively clean summer in the waters off the Jersey Shore. There's been a handful of closures and advisories due to bacteria levels, but nothing major. Advisories issued earlier this week have been lifted for beaches in Long Branch, Deal, Pine Beach, Seaside Heights, Barnegat Light, and Lavalette. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is summer coming back tomorrow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Skies are bright. Temperatures are comfortable. Humidity is low. The tropics are quiet. The ocean is calm. It's good news all around in the forecast. We will see a few clouds pop in this afternoon, but it's still going to be a dry and pleasant Thursday for you. Highs today, mid to upper 70s. Still a bit below normal for this time of year. Clear and comfortably cool tonight. Lows will dip into the upper 50s. Now, tomorrow is going to get noticeably warmer. We'll still have beautiful sunshine. Highs pop to around 80. And then periods of sun and clouds throughout the weekend, feeling more summerish with highs in the 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
South Plainfield and Manahawkin are each 70 degrees. Parsippany is 71. Weather's brought to you by Sioco Volkswagen of Flemington. 100% customer satisfaction, that's not just a goal, it's the Sioco promise. Get the best deal on over 200 Volkswagen vehicles available, located on Route 202 in Flemington and online at SiocaVolkswagenOfFlemington.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.